Of course, the big news yesterday was the state election and the fact that the Labor Party will take government here in Western Australia after a pretty landslide victory for Mark McGowan and his party. And one of their major election promises was the fact that they were going to lift the ban on using a cage for mixed martial arts here in Western Australia. And I know that it has long been a divisive issue amongst sports fans in this state. And joining me on the line now is Soa the Hulk Pelele, who is a UFC fighter, and he's well known, I think, to most of our audience as well, and been one of those campaigning to try and get this ban lifted for quite some time under the Liberal government. So thank you very much for your time this afternoon, and what does this decision mean to you?
Thanks, Adam, for having me on. Yes, it's obviously a big decision, you know, with Labor winning. I think the sport isn't banned. Colin Barnett didn't ban the sport,
yep.
Only banned the octagon, and we can compete in the ring. The problem with the ring is we fall out of the ring. But what Mark McGowan has done is he's made it a safer sport and wanted to make a safer sport for us to compete in and bring in the octagons where we're not falling out of the ring. And that's what he's promised to do, and it has, and he's got the whole MMA community. I think Colin Barnett has underestimated the MMA community. It's a massive MMA community in Perth, and obviously all over Australia. So now the guys can compete in the octagon. So
was there an incident recently where someone fell out of the ring while competing?
Yeah, last week I think they fell on the judge's desk.
Mm.
And the thing is, it's 80% of the 80% of MMA is. With the UFC, what people kind of known for is wrestling and grappling, and the 20% is kickboxing and boxing. So, so yeah.
It is a big decision, and it has been an issue for quite some time, isn't it? Can you just explain exactly why the cage you believe is safer than obviously having it in the ring? Because the obvious one is that you can fall through, but why do they use a cage rather than a ring or nothing at all?
So it's just like what Mark McGowan was saying. Look, I'll give you an example. You know, the trampolines that you have and kids jump on the trampoline and obviously they've brought in a mesh kind of thing where they don't fall out of the trampoline where they're kind of jumping in. It's exactly the same thing. So it keeps us in that octagon where we're not falling out of that mesh. With the ring, we're actually, it's roped so we could fall in between the rings, and it's a fair fall from where the ring is. So, and that's where they're falling onto the judge's desk, and potentially they'll fall on the ground. So having this, octagon will prevent us from falling out. And this is what we've been doing for the last couple of years, with Medium and Brett Panetti and, obviously the UFC and Joe Carr and Mark McGowan, you know, trying to make it a safer sport. I think Mark has sat down and actually seen the rules and watched it and you know knows that it's very important that we do bring the safety aspect into it.
And was it Misha Tate was out here recently as well, and obviously bringing a fair bit of publicity to that issue as well as the sport.
Oh, it was huge. And Brett Minetti was emceeing that at the Inglewood. And it was a huge, there was a line going all the way down the street, and it was huge. And Mark McGowan showed up there and showed his support and said, look, this is what's going to happen if Labor becomes, comes into power and he becomes premier, he will be lifting that ban and bringing UFC to Perth.
It sounds like it definitely may have swung a few people's votes that were definitely UFC fans. When are you hoping that this will actually go through and the ban might be lifted? And what do you think it's going to mean for the sport here in WA?
Look, I did a promise and that as well, and I said if Labor did come in and they lifted the ban, I would come out of retirement and I will fight in Perth. So, and they have penciled in around February 2018. Hasn't been confirmed yet, but around at Perth Arena. But it is penciled in. But I think obviously with UFC hearing about this, and they'll go straight back to the drawing board and be going back and forth with Mark McGowan and Brett Benetti over here and locking a date.
So the UFC in Perth, is that something you mentioned you'd be coming out of retirement for? Is that something you'd be aiming for?
Absolutely. And that's what I always want to do, walk out. I mean, I've walked out in Cincinnati and Milwaukee, all over in Las Vegas, walking out full, 20,000 people and millions and millions of people watching, to be walking out in the Perth Arena or the Domain Stadium and in front of thousands of people. It's, just the home crowd. It's just, that's just, that's the icing on the cake, that's for sure.
I know you keep fit normally, but when would the training start? Have you started already?
The thing is, I've already been starting. I've finished off a couple of movies that I've been doing. We've got another movie coming up. So, and then after that, we'll get into the fight training. Still training, the normal kind of training, hitting the pads and stuff, just keeping the old bones kind of moving. But when they start locking things in, then we'll start ramping things up. And that's probably three months away to that. I'll start ramping things up and get it going into camp.
And the at the lower levels here as well, this lifting of the banning of the cage, what do you think that's going to do?
Oh, it's going to be huge. They'll obviously have events here, which the things, the sport is governed underneath the Nevada Boxing Commission, which is the stuff I have to go through for medicals, eye scans, brain scans, and if blood test. ASADA is also involved as well, so they can rock up to your doorstep at any time and test you and urine test, blood test. So it's the sport has gone into that next phase where it's professional and it's run properly. It's run by a $1 billion company, which UFC did get sold for $6 billion. So it's a huge sport and it's the fastest growing sport in the world. It's overtaking NFL, NBA, and NBA. So it's huge.
You'd expect here at the lower levels as well that it would the interest, I guess, and the events that they have here would certainly get a lot bigger. So another big announcement today in the world of UFC and mixed martial arts as well. I'll just play you a little bit of audio. This is Floyd Money Mayweather talking today.
When I faced Oscar De La Hoya, he was the A side, I was the B side. I didn't cry, I didn't complain. I beat him and I became an A side. For Conor McGregor, I'm coming out of retirement just to fight Conor McGregor. I don't want to hear no more excuses about the money, about the UFC. Sign the paper with the UFC so you can fight me in June. Simple and plain, let's fight in June. You're the B side, I'm the A side. We're not here to cry about money. I'm tired of all this crying about money and talking about you want to fight. You blowing smoke up everybody's ass. If you want to fight, sign the paperwork. Let's do it.
There is Floyd Mayweather today saying he's going to come out of retirement to fight Conor McGregor. So how big would this fight be if it does actually go ahead?
Listen, it's a huge fight. The only thing is it's the UFC. He is under contract with the UFC, so there is a third party, and obviously the UFC will pull the strings for Conor McGregor. So it's a massive fight. Even if Conor McGregor gets $25 million, he's asking for $100 million.
Just a lazy hundred million,
and Mayweather is offered in $25 million. But you know what? I'd hop in there for $25 million.
I think most people would, to be honest.
Yeah, it's going to be huge. Boxing. They're going to put brand of boxing versus UFC. But Conor McGregor has fought amateur, and he's had a ton of amateur boxing fights. But obviously, this is on a different level. I think it will pump up both sports, boxing and MMA. So I think it'll be good for both. But Mayweather's just kind of on another level when it comes to he'll hit Conor McGregor and run. So, and it'll be hard for Conor to tag him. But if Conor does tag him, anything can happen in this sport, by the way.
Yeah, it'd be one of the most hyped fights of all time, you would think. And of course, that'd be boxing, not cage fighting.
It will be boxing, yes.
Yeah, because that'd be a bit more of a harder transition for Mayweather to come back the other way. So I know you guys are all celebrating at the moment with the news now that the cage ban has been lifted in Perth. All the best, and I guess we'll be talking to you now that you're coming out of retirement, I'm sure, in the near future.
Awesome, and just a message out to Greg Hire, answer your phone, please, mate.
He's currently partying at Rottnest at the moment, in the middle of a John Farnham concert. So if you want to find him, that's where he is. thanks for your time, mate.
All right, thanks, guys.
So the Hulk Palolei there. Just talking about the fact that the cage ban is now going to be lifted in Western Australia after the Labor government claimed victory in yesterday's election.